Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans, and good morning to hockey fans everywhere. You know, after watching Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final last night, I can say that I have a feeling that this is going to be a very historic Stanley Cup. It looks like it's going to be one of those that is going to be exciting and give us everything that we want from the greatest championship in the world. Now, I am a Dallas Stars fan at heart. You guys all know that by now by listening to my podcast. However, I'm going to go ahead and say it right now. The Colorado Avalanche are a bad mamma jamma. I think that this is one of the most complete hockey teams that I've seen in years. I know it took overtime last night for them to win Game 1. But once again, no matter what the stakes were, how it went down, Colorado found a way to win on home ice. And, you know, usually everyone talks about how Tampa Bay never goes away and they never give up. Well, yes, they scored those two goals in, like, what, 48 seconds in the second period. But look what happened in 20 minutes of the third period. What did Colorado do? They shut them down. They played defense. They showed that they were more than just a pretty face. And that's something that, you know, I was always making the joke about the last 3 or 4 years about Colorado being this, oh, they can score goals, oh, they're fast, where's their defense, where's their grit, where's their toughness? Well, I no longer can say that about the Colorado Avalanche because they hit last night and they've been hitting through the whole playoffs. This is a very complete, balanced team that if my Dallas Stars don't go out and open the checkbook a little bit, because now that they've secured some money in their cap, we're going to be in trouble because Colorado looks like the team to beat in the West for a long time if they keep everybody together. Obviously, we can't be talking that far ahead yet because the Stanley Cup isn't over yet. But the point is, Joe Sakic has done an incredible job of building this team. He's done an incredible job of answering the questions of all the doubters about, is this team for real? Is this team got enough? You know, I don't know. Darcy Kuemper played good enough to win last night, the goaltender for Colorado. But the truth is, if you really look at the whole situation, he really didn't have to face that many shots. Colorado did a great job of keeping Tampa out of their end. And I don't really know if he's, you know, this incredible goaltender, but if you have a complete balanced team like Colorado, maybe you don't need him to be an incredible goaltender. Maybe you need him just to be there to make timely saves and take care of, you know, the business that he needs to. But at the end of the day, Colorado showed a lot to me. I mean, there were a couple open ice hits in that game that I could not believe, because I've never seen that from this team. And I believe Kyle McCarr, by the end of this series, they'll be, you know, telling us who won the Norris, which is the best scoring two-way defenseman in the NHL. I believe that he's going to win that award this year. So, you know, my roommate is already talking how much he wants to sweep and all that stuff. And don't get me wrong, I would love that to happen, but I'm not on cloud nine yet. I don't want to be unrealistic because I do know this is the defending two-time Stanley Cup champs they're playing. I still think that Colorado wins this series in six games. I mean, I can't expect a sweep. I know they swept two out of three of their opponents so far in their march to get here, which is incredible to say the least, because that's just something that doesn't happen. But I also know that on Saturday, I do think that Colorado can go up 2-0 in the series, but they're going to have to bring it. Because I will tell you right now, Tampa was pissed last night after losing. You could listen to Pat Maroon's interview. He didn't want to even answer many questions. You could sense the frustration in his voice in his interview last night about how, you know, someone made a comment about, does it make you feel numb or something that they played the way they did? And his response was something to the effect of, does it make you feel that way? I mean, it just felt like it was a interview that said, we're pissed by the way we played. We could play better. And when you know you can play better, that just makes things difficult. So I know that Colorado won't lay down in game two, but as fans, we need to know we're going to have a heavy game in game two. It's not going to be a walk in the park. Well, game one wasn't either. I mean, they had to win it in overtime. But just know that, you know, it'll be nice if they can pull another win out and go up 2-0 before they have to kick it back to Tampa. Anyway, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute Playoff Edition. You know, like I've said before, boy, it'd be nice for us to be talking Dallas Stars hockey in a Stanley Cup final, but we have some work to do. And this Colorado team is showing me that we have a lot of work to do. Anyway, hopefully everyone has a wonderful morning. Go Stars!